Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
It's such a blessing to be here again to share God's word with you.
在这主日的早上，我是多么的蒙福，能在这里和所有的弟兄姐妹分享神的话语。
Over the last 4 months,
在过去的四个月当中
，working from home and kids don't go together.
当你在家里工作的时候啊，又要带小孩的时候，是很难调和在一起的。
Staying at home and reducing waistline don't go together.
你呢，天天在家待着啊，又想减重减肥，这也不太可能。
Pandemic and personal plans.About the future, don't go together.
现在是大疫情的状况，同时的话，你自己也有自己的这些生活的计划，这两项也很难调和在一起。
Coronavirus and our normal social life don't go together.
这个新冠病毒和我们以前正常的这种人际交往也不可能调和在一起。
These are unprecedented times, and we hope that our life will get into normal soon, sometime soon, and all this will be over.
现在这种状况真是前所未有的状况，我们都希望我们的生活能够回到像以前那种正常的状态。
Yet as Christian, there is at least one irreconcilable tension that we face all of our life.
但是作为基督徒，我们在我们的整个的一生当中都有这种不可调和的紧张状态存在。
On the one hand, we have joy.
有一方面，我们呢有这种来自神的喜乐。
On the other hand, we have suffering.
另外一个方面，我们也承受痛苦。
When he says in 1 Peter 1, verse 6, In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
彼得在彼得前书一章第六节写道：因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
What he's saying is that it seems like joy and suffering can go together.
彼得在这里说的意思好像是在讲，那么喜乐和痛苦是可以调和在一起的。
Peter is not alone in this because the Apostle Paul says the same thing. He says, we rejoice in suffering.
彼得并不是唯一一个人这样讲，我们的使徒保罗也这样讲过，就是我们应该在痛苦当中有属神的喜乐。
James also put it more strongly. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
雅各也曾经这样说过，我的弟兄们啊，请你在百般的试炼中有属神的喜乐。
The idea of rejoicing in the face of suffering seems to fly against all that we know in this world.
在我们生活在这个世界当中，当我们想到要在这种痛苦当中有喜乐，好像根本是不可能的事情。
In the eyes of the world, joy and suffering is like oil and water. They don't mix.
在世间的人眼中，痛苦与喜乐就好像泥土和水一样，是不可调和在一起的。
Just consider three ways that we typically, deal with suffering.
让我们想想，通常我们在痛苦当中，在承受痛苦的时候，我们有哪三种方法是对付、对待痛苦的方式
？Consider how easy we are to complain about sufferings.
想想我们多么容易啊！一旦我们有痛苦，马上我们就抱怨。
The older folks among us, especially those who are from the early era of our time, they will always complain that the younger generations no longer knows how to deal with a tough life.
那老一辈的人哈，他们总是说：“哎呀，这帮年轻人根本就吃不了一点苦。”
My grandparents often lament that my generation.Don't know how to 吃苦 don't know how to endure hardship.
那我的爷爷奶奶外公外婆那一代有总是说嗨，我这一代呀一点苦都吃不了。
Because when we experience the slightest hardship, we would complain and ask, "Why me? Why do I deserve this?"
因为当我们受到一点苦的时候，我们马上就抱怨，哎，这个痛苦怎么就临到我身上呢？为什么是我呢？
And then my generation will lament the younger generation over there.
那我这一代的话呢，又会说我们下一代的。
They are so easily bruised like strawberries.
他们就好像草莓一样，一有点霜冻的话，马上就是坏掉了。Hence,
strawberry generation.
他们就是这个草莓的年代，草莓的一代人。They
so quickly take to social media to complain about the minor inconveniences in their lives.
他们生命都是有这么一点点不方便的小事情让他们不高兴的，他们马上就走去这个社交平台去抱怨。
What is clear is one generation tends to think of another generation as less able to endure hardship.
所以的话呢，上一代总是认为下一代是很难吃苦的。
And we all agree that our tendency is to complain, and complain is not good, not desirable.
我们大家都知道，我们有这种自然的趋性，就是很容易去抱怨，老是抱怨，抱怨不是一件好事情。
But even then, complaining is a natural response that we all have towards suffering of any kind.
但是的话呢，当我们承受痛苦的时候，我们要抱怨，这是一种自然的属性。
But to rejoice in suffering is not natural at all.
但是如果你在痛苦当中还能有喜乐，这并不是一种自然的心态。
If one way to deal with suffering is to complain, another way is to deal with suffering by dismissing it altogether.
一方面，有的人经历痛苦的时候，就是不断的抱怨，不断的抱怨；另一方面，有一些人经受痛苦的时候，他干脆尽量的去化解这种痛苦。Dismissing
it by positive thinking.
那他化解是用什么样的方式化解呢？就用积极的想法去化解这种痛苦。Have
you heard of a saying, "When life deals you a lemon, make a lemonade"?
你有没有听说过这样一句老话？当生命生活给你一个酸的柠檬，那你就把酸柠檬做成柠檬汁。
A common advice that we hear in the midst of suffering that someone can give to us is, come on, look at the bright side of life.
那当我们经受痛苦的时候，那别人过来给我们一句积极的鼓励，就是哎，看看生活有它明亮的那一面。
And the way the proposal is to dismiss our suffering, kind of turn it around into something positive.
那这种建议呢，基本上就是说，让你的生命的话呢，嘿，做点积极的事情。
At this point, there is a danger for Christians to misread the Bible.
同时的话呢，作为基督徒，有的时候还会错读、误解圣经。
It's very easy to misread Peter's rejoice in suffering for enjoy the suffering.
有的时候你读这个彼得一书，看到彼得说在痛苦当中有属神的喜乐的时候，就是好像会错解到说，哦，你要拥抱、喜爱这种痛苦。
It's very easy to adopt a triumphant view of Christianity that dismiss all kinds of grief and suffering and make grief and suffering as it's nothing, not compatible with the Christian faith.
有的时候，作为基督徒的这个信仰，常常有用这种得胜的信仰的观念，就是说，我们作为一个基督徒，不要太多的考虑这种痛苦。If
we are grieved by suffering and pain in our life, we are told that we are not trusting God enough.
如果你在痛苦当中非常的忧伤，非常的难受，有人就告诉你，是因为你对神不够有信任。
Other people will not put it so crassly. When trying to deal with other suffering by dismissing it, we are actually communicating to them that their suffering does not really matter.
如果你看到别人正在经历痛苦的时候，就告诉别人，哎呀，你就化解开吧，化解开吧。实际上，我们是非常的轻看别人这种痛苦。It
gives an impression that God dislikes grieving Christians.
给大家一种感觉，就是说，如果你是基督徒，你在痛苦当中，在那挣扎，那神是不喜悦这种状态的。
That God only welcomes smiling Christian into His presence.
那意思就是说，神呢只会欢迎那种面带微笑的基督徒来到他的面前。
It falsely communicates that God, that to dismiss suffering is an expression of the Christian faith.
一个基督徒的信仰给人感觉到说，神是不喜悦那些在痛苦当中挣扎痛苦的人。
When my seminary professor in Singapore, his wife passed away very suddenly, very devastatingly. He cried himself to sleep every single night for 2 years.
我在新加坡读神学院的时候，我有一位教授，这位教授的太太突然之间去世了。那这位教授的话，之后的两年，每一天晚上都要哭着入睡。
At the end of the first year, he had cried so much and lost so much weight that we could not recognize him.
在这个神学院教授太太去世的一年之后，他每一天沉浸在痛苦当中，哭泣着睡觉。他瘦了很多，瘦到大家一般人都认不出来是这个人了。
And some Christians became concerned about his grieving because it seems to communicate that he does not trust in God.
所以有一些基督徒呢，就开始很关心到这个教授的这种沉浸在痛苦当中，就觉得说他不应该沉浸在这种痛苦当中，不受神喜悦。
They came to him and said, "Brother, we know you've suffered a lot. The last year has been very difficult for you. But you know, you studied so much about the Bible. You know so much about the Bible. Yet it seems that you don't really trust God. You don't believe in God."
所以有一些基督徒来到我这个神学院教授的前面说，哎，弟兄啊，我知道你过去的一年当中承受了太多的痛苦，我知道。但是的话呢，你这样子的痛苦挣扎消沉，啊，你读了这么多的圣经，研读了这么多的圣经，你为什么不能把你的心信任在神的身上呢？
They said, "Trust God, and God will heal your pain."
他们说，哎，信神吧，神会治愈你的痛苦。
My professor told us that he felt anger welling up inside his heart.
我的教授就跟我说，他在内心当中听到这些话的时候，他非常的愤怒。
It's not that he doesn't trust God.
并不是说这位教授不相信、不信任神。
But why is it so common for Christians to think that trusting God and grieving are incompatible with each other?
那为什么有些基督徒认为，就是说，如果你在痛苦当中啊，也在就是说承受痛苦、在挣扎的时候，并不等于说你不信任神。
You see, what those Christians are saying is this.Delight in your suffering, enjoy your suffering, try to overcome it as quickly as you can, put on a smile, and God will bless you.
所以那些基督徒对这个教授说的意思就是说，哎呀，你要拥抱这种痛苦，喜爱这种痛苦，不要老是这样子进行痛苦，脸上要面对微笑，那么神就会大大的祝福你。
But take note of this in 1 Peter 1.Verse 6, what did Peter say? He says, "In this you rejoice, even though you suffer grief."
彼得前书一章六节，彼得这样写道：因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时有愁。
Joy and grief can go together.
喜乐属神的喜乐和这种内心的痛苦是可以融合在一起的。
Peter did not say that the Christian way of dealing with suffering is to deny the grief, swallow the pain.
那彼得讲，作为一个基督徒，深陷在痛苦之中，不是说要去拥抱这种痛苦，不是，这并不是彼得的意思。
Instead, Peter says that we can rejoice even in the midst.Of grief in sufferings.
彼得在讲说，虽然我们身陷痛苦当中，我们也可以有来自属神的喜乐。
Both grief and joy can be true of the Christian at the same time.
作为一个基督徒，你可以沉浸在痛苦当中，也可以有来自神的喜乐。
And this can be true only supernaturally, not naturally.
你如果想做到这种状态，并不是说自然的，其实这种是一种超自然的状态。
So suffering, you deal with it by complaining or dismissing. And then there's a third way that people deal with suffering is to succumb to it.
有一些人不断的抱怨抱怨抱怨，另一种人的话呢，是好像就是不去理他，化解他。那第三种人的话呢，就是说屈服在这种痛苦之下。
You see, when faced with suffering of the most severe kind, when one has exhausted all avenues to solve the problem, to find comfort, the last resort is to give up.
当这个人在痛苦之中不断的挣扎，不断的挣扎，使用各种各样的方法都没有办法走出这种痛苦，那么最后一种方法呢？那他就是屈服了。
You see, depression is a real thing.
大家要知道，这种心理抑郁是真实会发生的。
This depression is like a consuming darkness that eats up every tinge of hope.
那什么是心理的极度的压抑、抑郁呢？就是说，你在黑暗当中不存在任何的希望。
When it seems like all our hopes in life is gone, the last resort is to give up.
如果在你的生命当中，你所有的希望都不存在了，那最后就是完全的去绝望，完全的屈服。
You see, there are differences between sorrow and despair.
啊，你有痛苦，但是的话呢，跟绝望还是两回事儿。
Pastor Timothy Keller remarked that sorrow is the pain for which there are resources of consolation. Sorrow comes from losing one good thing among others, so that if you experience a career reversal, you can find comfort in your family to get you through it. Despair, however, is inconsolable because it comes from losing the ultimate thing.When you lose the ultimate source of your meaning or hope, there are no alternative replacement to turn to, and it crushes your spirit.
有一位牧师曾经这样写道：悲伤是一种带有安慰的痛苦。悲伤来自于失去我们拥有的许多东西中的一件好东西。因此，如果你经历了事业上的挫折，你可以在你的家庭中找到安慰，使你度过难关。然而，绝望是无法安慰的，因为它来自于失去一个终极的东西。当你失去了你的意义或希望的终极来源，就没有其他的来源可以求助，它让你的精神崩溃。
You see, one can complain about the minor inconveniences of our life. One can dismiss minor sufferings and minor setbacks in life because these are relatively minor problems.
你知道有一些人哈，遇上一些小事儿哈，不大经意的小事儿，虽然是痛苦，但是他们呢就是抱怨而已哈。另一种人的话呢，生活中经历这些小的痛苦，那他就是视而不见，去化解它。
They are like acne, like pimples, disturbing.But not fatal.
他们就好像脸上长的青春痘，虽然很让人讨厌，但是也不是致命的问题。
And so we can complain about them, we can dismiss them easily.
所以的话呢，我们可以就是说，嗨，抱怨抱怨吧，或者说视而不见，化解它。
We can always find substitute for these things that we've lost.
那这些东西我们失去了，我们总会找到一些代用品来代替。
We can find substitute for the relationship that we've lost.
有一些人际关系我们失去了，但是我们可以去用代用的其他的人际关系来取代它。
But when one loses the ultimate thing, the ultimate meaning of their lives, there are no alternate sources left for replacement.
但是的话呢，如果你失去一个终极的东西，那么当你失去了意义或希望的终极来源的时候，就没有其他的来源可以求助。
See, the real test of whether one can overcome suffering, one can rejoice in the midst of suffering, does not occur in the minor losses of life, but in the major losses of our life.
如果你想知道这个人是否真的能从就是说是沉浸在痛苦当中呢，还是可以在痛苦中有来自属神的喜悦，那么这种痛苦的试炼不是那种小不惊然的不痛不痒的痛苦，而是很大的终极的失去与痛苦。
And we all know of people, know of someone who have lost that ultimate thing in their life, and they're trying their best to keep themselves afloat.
那我们也会知道有一些人在他的生命当中失去了非常非常重要的终极的意义。他们 What's the last sentence you see here?
Afloat, 浮点着，就是not sinking.
但是这些人虽然失去了他们生命中最重要的终极的东西，但是的话呢，他们并没有完全的沉沦。
See, one can rejoice in suffering without minimizing the pain.But facing up to the full brunt of the suffering.
有一些人虽然他们有这样子人生的痛苦，但是他们还是勇敢地去面对。
That's what the Bible affirms. We can face up to suffering of this kind.
这是圣经告诉我们的，当我们遇到这样痛苦的时候，我们是可以用这种心态去面对的。
Of the ultimate kind.
是最终极的一种方法。
In verse 3 to 5, Peter gives us the reason why Christians can rejoice in suffering in the grief of all kinds of trials.
在彼得前书一章三到五节当中，彼得告诉大家，基督徒是可以在这种痛苦当中有来自属神的喜悦。
He says, Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you. For through faith are shielded by God's power unto the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照我们的大怜悯，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因蒙你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
You see, only a living hope can give us joy in suffering. A living hope is one that does not perish or fade. It is a constant in the world of tumultuous changes.
大家可以看到，只有这活泼的、永生的盼望。可以得着，不能毁坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
Viktor Frankl, he was a Jewish psychiatrist. The next slide, please.
有一位心理专家，他呢是一个犹太人的心理专家，他的名字叫做 Viktor Frankl.
He survived the death camps, the German death camps at Auschwitz, and to tell his tale, his harrowing story about his survival.
他呢是一个幸存者，是哪里的幸存者呢？他曾经被关在德国奥斯康辛的死亡集中营当中，他是一个幸存者，所以他当时释放出来之后，他就讲了他那段悲惨的故事。
In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, he tells of how people cope with different kind of terrible grief and suffering.
在他写到的一本书叫做《人寻找意义》，在这里边写下了人是在痛苦绝望当中的不同的一些对待问题的方式方法。
He observed that there are four different responses responded in the face of all this kind of pain and suffering.
那Frankl 在他这本书当中做了观察，写下了当人在极度痛苦当中有四种不同的对应方式。
The first response that he noticed very commonly is that people become brutal.
那第一种方式就是有一些人变成非常的苦毒。
Even the nicest prisoners become brutal and they ill-treat other prisoners.
这些人本来是非常善良和善的人，变成了非常的苦毒，甚至对他在一起的关在那里的同伴也非常的苦毒。
They just trample upon other people in order to survive.
他们可以不顾去践踏其他的人，只要自己能够有生存的希望，存活。
We have not come to that time yet, but going to Costco trying to find toilet paper. gives us a glimpse of what it's like.
我们现在是不是生活在那种德国奥斯维辛的死亡集中营当中？但是现在你知道吗？你跑去这个 Costco， 大家去抢这个厕所用纸的时候，你能感觉到有这种感觉。
So people become brutal. The second way that people responded is they just give up.
第一种人的话，他变得苦毒；第二种人的话呢，他就是放弃。
He says that many prisoners simply lost all hope.And with all hope, they lost their spiritual hold.
你知道很多的被关在这种死亡集中营当中的囚犯，他失去了生命中所有的盼望。
He says it usually happens in the morning when our friend refuses to get dressed or wash or go out to the parade grounds for inspection.
你知道早晨的时候，他们都要说是穿上衣服啊，洗漱，然后的话呢，到外边去接受这种点名审查。
No entreaties, no blows, no threats of any effort. They just lay there and they don't move.
不管你对他做什么，哎，催他要起来呀、啊，让他起来，不管怎么样，他就是躺在这地上，就是不起来了。
They've given up.
他们完全的放弃了。
Nothing bothered them anymore.
没有什么事情能够让他们觉得困扰。
They've lost all hope.
他失去了所有的希望。
So some people became brutal, others just gave up.
所以有一些人的话呢，他们变得非常苦读；另一种人的话呢，就是完全的放弃。
A third group of people are the most devastated ones.
第三类的人是最让人绝望的一种人。
These are the people who say to themselves, "If I survive this camp, I will get." Everything back.
这些人对自己说，只要我能从这死亡集中营当中出去，我所有的盼望、希望就由重回到我身边。
Frankl writes that during in the life in that camp, all the prisoners never expect themselves to be happy ever again because they have lost so many things, so many precious things in their life. But they are not prepared that after.All this thing is over. They're not prepared for unhappiness.
当然，这些人在死亡集中营当中失去了他生命中很多很多宝贵的东西，失去了很多的快乐。但是他们在心灵当中没有很好的准备好，他们被释放出去将怎样去面对
？He said many held on through the hope that if they stayed alive, their health, family, fortune, achievement, position in society, those things.That had been their hopes would be recovered, would be renewed. If they stayed alive, they can get their hopes back. But after liberation, so many found that when the day of their dream had finally come, it was much different from what they had hoped for. And many people went into deep, deep depression for the rest of their lives after their liberation, and some even committed suicide.
他们在死亡集中营当中就是紧紧抓住这个盼望就是说如果有一天我能够出去那么我的生命我的财富我的家人我一切的盼望都又回到我的身边他们的心里从来没有好好的准备好他们真的被释放之后会怎样那么有一天终于他们的梦想成真他们被释放出来了但是他们的心灵根本就没有准备好这种在死亡集中营当中经历着这些痛苦然后被释放之后他们没有经历好所以的话呢有一些人深深地陷入这种人生的压抑痛苦当中甚至有些人最终选择了自杀
He says so many of us say to ourselves in the camp and to one another no earthly happiness can compensate us for what we've gone through yet afterward we are not prepared for the ultimate disillusionment
那很多人呢哈在都是这么想这些都这么讲这些囚犯说他们对自己说然后也对其他人说在这世界上没有什么样的痛苦像我们在这个死亡集中营当中经历的这种痛苦但是的话呢他们却有这种幻想他们的心没有准备好他们被释放出去应该是怎样的状态
So some became brutal some just shriveled up and diedSome held on, thinking that if they can get all this back, they'll be happy again, and they are ultimately disappointed.
那有一些人的话呢，变得非常的苦读；另一种人的话呢，根本就是说就绝望了，我也不在乎了，完全的放弃了。第三种人就是深深的抓住这种盼望，说我出去之后一切就是会重回。但是的话呢，这只是一个幻想，一个幻想的破灭。
And then there is a fourth group.
第四种人。
They were very small in numbers.
很少有这样的人，为数不多的一些人。
Frankl says that these small group of prisoners kept their full inner liberty, full freedom in themselves.
这些人的话，第四种人的话，在他们的内心，他们有内心的自由。
They have an inner strength that kept them in the face of the most harshest kind of torture and treatment.
他们在内心有这样强大的力量，可以让他们对付这种最残忍的刑罚。
He says that only a few people manage to stay kind.
他说了，只有这么几个人尽量的能够做到对别人非常的和善。
They were not happy, of course, but they were positive.
他们当然了，他们不会高兴，但是他们还是比较积极的。
What makes the difference?
那到底的不同点是在哪里呢？
This is what interests Frankl.
Frankl 有这样子非常有趣的这样子的发现。
He says that these are the people who have found hope and meaning that suffering and death can never take away.
因为这些人的话，他找到了一个终极的意义。这个意义是痛苦和死亡没有办法征服的。
He says, that's his solution. He says, remember that someone looks down on each of us in difficult hours, a friend, a wife, somebody alive or dead, or God, and we must not disappoint them.
这些人是这样想，那么有这么一个人在高高的在上面看着我们，看着我们在这人生的痛苦的每一个小时。那这个人高高在上的可能是谁呢？可能是我们的爱人，可能是我们的家人，可能是我们的朋友，可能是神。那他看着我们在这个经历每一点每一点的痛苦，我们不可以让他们失望的。
What Frankl is saying is that unless you get a spiritually infinite reference point for your life.Unless you put your hope in something that will never die, you will never be able to overcome suffering.
那 Frankl 的意思就是说，除非你找到这个非常大的意义，这个大的意义呢，是这种痛苦啊、惩罚啊、死亡都没有办法征服的。你只有找到这个意义，才能够度过这个痛苦。
You see, only a living hope can help us rejoice in the face of suffering.
只有这种活泼的、鲜活的、永生的希望，才能够让我们在痛苦当中有来自神的喜乐。
And this is exactly what Peter is saying. Do you want to overcome suffering, my brothers and sisters?
这就是彼得想告诉我们的。嘿，弟兄姐妹们，你想战胜这种痛苦吗？
Do you want to learn the secret of true peace that guards your heart, irregardless of circumstances?
你想不想，无论在任何的一种环境状况之下？有来自内心的平安吗？
Do you want to experience that peace that can anchor your soul so that the storms of life does not really dislodge you?
你想有这种来自内心的平安吗？就好像一个非常非常稳重的，就是当我们就是船行驶靠岸的时候，它要有一个抛锚嘛，在这里深深的扎住，无论是怎样的暴风雨，都不会让这个船动摇。
The Bible tells us that only a living hope can give us joy in suffering.
圣经告诉我们，只有这鲜活的、永生的盼望，可以让我们在痛苦当中有这种来自神的喜乐。
There are many great giants of faith in Christian history that have impacted their generation by their testimony, by their witness to this living hope.
我们有很多这样子的基督徒的巨人，他们在自己的那个年代影响了一个年代，然后呢，就是因为他们内心有这种活泼的永生的盼望。
One of them was a C.T. Studd. He was the founder of the Heart of Africa Mission, which is now known as WEC WEC International.
其中有一位基督徒的巨人就是 Mr. Studd. 这个人的话呢，他是非洲宣教中心的创始人。
For much of his life, he lived deep in the jungles of Africa.
他人生大部分的时间的话呢，都是居住在非洲的丛林当中。
And as a missionary, he relies on the financial support from his church, from churches in England.
作为一个宣教士，那他生活的这些日常用带的费用的话呢，完全的依赖于他在英国的教会。
And in those days, money came through the old-fashioned way, snail mail.
在那个年代哈，那钱怎么来的呢？都是通过这种慢慢的寄信的方式来的。
And the mail would come in once every 2 weeks, and Studd would make a very big thing about receiving mails.
每两个星期，他接到一封信，然后呢，会有这样子的基金啊，支持他的基金。每一次他接到这些信的时候，哇，他都好像有一个盛大的仪式一样。
Once a lot of money came in through the mail, and Studd said.Bless God forever. He knows what a bunch of grumblers we are. And he has sent enough to keep us quiet.
有一次的话呢，这个 Stott 接到英国那边教会给他的这个信件，里边有支持他的基金，他就是非常高兴的去崇拜神，说赞美神呐、啊，赞美神！你知道我们这些人成天的抱怨，成天的抱怨，所以你给我们带来我们所需要的，这样子我们就不用再抱怨了。
Another time, a small amount came in, and he said, "Hallelujah! We must be growing in grace." He thinks we are learning to trust him.
那有一次的话呢，这个信里的资金的话就比较少，所以他照样敬拜神，说啊，谢谢神呐、啊，神你给我这个机会，让我们在灵性当中不断的成长。
Once nothing came.
有一次的话，这信里边这什么都没有，没有基金。
Instead, respond by saying, "Hallelujah! Praise God forever! We are in the kingdom already. For in the kingdom there is neither eating nor drinking, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost."
那 Stott 就非常激动地赞美神，说：“哈利路亚，赞美神呐、啊！我们现在已经在天国了，因为在天国我们不需要吃，不需要穿，不需要喝，只要有正义，只要去赞美神。”
You see, City Stott can have a sense of humor in his situation because his heart was overwhelmed by a living hope.
你知道吗？City Stott 他可以在这种非常困难的痛苦的状态下仍然有这样的幽默感，是因为他心里有来自属神的活泼的永生的盼望。
Theologian Ajit Fernando shared about a Sri Lankan pastor, a friend of his, who had faced all kinds of persecution because of his witness for Christ.
那这个有一个斯里兰卡那边的牧师啊，然后呢在他的生命当中被摧残很多，是因为他的这种基督教的信仰，他被摧残、迫害。
When things seem to be more settled, the doctors told him that he had contracted a rare, deadly disease that had reduced his body to bones.
那当这种摧残的话呢，稍微的平静了，这种迫害稍微的平静一下的话，那医生告诉他说，他得了这种非常难治的一种疾病疾症，然后呢，他瘦得可怜的，瘦得皮包骨头。
He was asked about all his suffering in spite of his faithfulness to Christ.
有人就问他：“你这么信神，你怎么还承受这么多的痛苦呢？”
And he replied.
他回答说
：“My life has reached rock bottom.
我的生命已经达到了岩石的底部。
And I discovered the rock was solid.”
我发现这岩石是坚固的岩石。
See, only a living hope can give us joy in suffering.
只有这鲜活的来自永生的希望，可以给我们在痛苦当中有来自神的喜乐。
Peter adds that this living hope is one that doesn't perish, fade, or spoil.
彼得告诉我们，这鲜活的盼望。这鲜活的盼望是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能摧残的。
You see, a living hope is only living if it doesn't perish. It is indestructible.
然后呢，这鲜活的、活泼的希望是不会损坏、不会消残。
A living hope is only living if it doesn't undergo decay.
这活泼的希望、鲜活的希望是不会朽坏的。
This living hope stands in contrast to all other hopes that we have in life.
这活泼的、鲜活的、永生的希望是跟我们人生当中其他的任何一种希望都是不一样的。
Just think about it, brothers and sisters. If you put your hope in cars, cash, and condo,
想一想，如果你把你的希望的话都寄托在什么车呀、钱呐，或者是这些度假房屋上面。
You can be sure all these things perish, spoil, and fade.
我能够确据地告诉你，这些事情、这些东西会消残、会毁灭。
Because today's Porsche becomes tomorrow's junk metal.
今天特别好的这种跑车，那就是明天的一堆废铜烂铁。
Financial security today is like chasing after the wind.
那你现在想是说让你在经济上有所保障，就好像在那追风一样。
In this volatile economy, the world of pandemic, we know that there's never a time that one is truly financially secure.
在我们现在这种特别的时候，然后呢，在这种大疫情的状况下，所有的经济啊上下震荡，是不可能，任何人是不可能有真正的经济上的安全感的。
These are hopes that perish.
这些希望是都可以消残损坏的。
If you put your hopes in achievements, success, approval, if you think that if you get that position, all your life.You'll be satisfied and happy.
如果你把你的盼望都放在这些什么你的成就啊、升迁呐、财富上面，如果你把这些盼望都放在这上的话，这些盼望也是可以消失、消残、毁灭的。
What happens when someone younger or brighter comes in with more achievement and more success and replaces you?
如果你想想，有一些人比你更年轻、更有能力，那他一下子就冲进来，就把你给取代了，那你会怎么样想呢？
What happens if you get passed over for the promotion that you work so much for?
那你呢，努力的工作就想得到这个升迁的机会，可是的话呢，别人却取而代之，得到了这个升迁的机会。
It is so easy to become angry and bitter.
这种情况下，你是很容易发怒，很容易变得很苦毒。
To say to yourself, I slog so much for this company. Look at what I've got.
你就跟自己说，我好像一只忠心的老狗一样，给这些公司工作。你看看我得到了什么呢
？Positions and approvals fades and spoils.
如果你想得到别人的认可，想得到这个职位，这些希望的话，都可以衰残、毁朽、腐败。
Brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all these are not important.
弟兄姐妹们，我不是想说这些东西并不重要。
I'm saying if you put your hope in all these things and make them your ultimate hope, you are setting yourself for despair and sorrow beyond consolation.
我是在讲说，如果弟兄姐妹啊，你把你的盼望、希望寄托在这些东西上，这些物质的东西上，你就是让自己将来会绝望的。
See, only a living hope.Can give us joy in suffering.
只有这活泼的永生的盼望，可以让我们在痛苦当中有来自属神的喜乐。
And the reason why this living hope is indestructible is because it is a hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
之所以这活泼的永生的盼望是不会被毁灭的，是因为我们这盼望是寄托在耶稣基督的死里复活。
That's what Peter wrote in verse 3.
彼得在一章彼得一书一章三节这样写道
The living hope is only living because it is a hope seen and grasped through the raising of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾仗自己的大怜悯借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。叫我们有活泼的盼望。
See, only in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we see the power of an indestructible life.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
In his resurrection, we see the power of an indestructible hope.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活，我们有这个无法毁坏的、无法被破坏的、活泼的永生的盼望。
Jesus' resurrection is the proof that death and decay does not have the final word upon your life and my life.
耶稣基督从死里复活是一个最好的证据，就是这样的希望是不会被毁灭、被销毁的。
There is life beyond the grave.
在痛苦之后还有生命。
And if there's life beyond the grave, there's a living hope that can never perish, spoil or fade.
如果在痛苦之后还有生命，那么这就有一个鲜活的、活泼的、永生的盼望，是不会衰残、不会朽毁。
You see, the Christian hope is not a leap into the dark.
那你看，我们基督徒的这个盼望，不是说跳出或者是跳进这种黑暗之中。
The Christian hope is not wishful thinking, 异想天开。
基督徒的盼望并非是异想天开。
The Christian hope is certain because Jesus' grave is empty.
耶稣 我们基督徒的盼望是有确据的，因为耶稣基督的坟墓已经空了。
Peter tells us to define our life based on this living hope that never perish, spoil, or fade.
彼得告诉我们，我们要活出这样的一个生命，我们的生命要有这种活泼的永生的盼望，这个盼望不会消残，不会毁灭。
Only a living hope can give us joy in suffering.
只有这种活泼的永生的盼望可以让我们在痛苦当中有来自属神的喜乐。
And you know what?
你知道吗?
It's the best thing about this living hope.
什么是这种活泼的永生盼望的最好的地方呢?
You don't need to earn it.
你不需要努力的工作，努力去做什么来获得它。
It does not depend on you to realize that hope.
并不是说需要你去意识到这个盼望，这个希望。
It is given to you in a new birth.
这个呢，给予你是通过重生来赠予你的。
It's freely given to you through the truth and reality of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的这个好消息，是给你的。
If you truly believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ,Then the Bible tells us that this living hope is already birthed in us.
如果你相信耶稣基督，先信耶稣基督死里复活，圣经告诉我们，我们就拥有这活泼的永生的盼望。
Not only that, this living hope is kept and secured in heaven. It's a guarantee reserved for you and I to inherit.
那这活泼的永生的盼望是在天国，是在天国有这样的保证确据，是为我们而准备的。
This is a living hope that you will never be disappointed.
这个活泼的永生的盼望，你永远都不会让你失望的。
Here is a promise that will never, that you will never face disappointment.
有给我们有这样的应许，你只要有着活泼的永生的盼望，你永远都不会失望的。
Because Jesus' grave is empty.
因为耶稣基督的坟墓已经是空的了。
See, a true believer of Jesus Christ can have this living hope that is not shaken by circumstances, not melted by sorrow, not dispelled by fear.
你要知道，这永生的、鲜活的盼望寄托在耶稣基督的死里复活当中，那么我们就不会。这种盼望不会被消残，不会被毁坏，不会被破坏。
This living hope is guaranteed for you.
这个活泼的永生的盼望是保证给你的。
The great hymn writer Fanny Crosby is a good example of a Christian with such a living hope.
有一位著名的圣经诗歌的作者，他的名字叫 Fanny Crosby， 他为神做了非常好的美好的见证。
Fanny Crosby, when she was 6 years old, she had a slight cold that resulted in some eye infection.
Fanny Crosby 六岁的时候的话呢，她得了一个感冒，这感冒的话呢，就造成了她眼睛的这个感染。
Her family doctor was out of town. Another doctor treated her and gave her the wrong medicine. As a result, she became blind.
那当时的话呢，他自己的家庭医生的话呢，没有在出城了，没有在家，所以的话，另一个医生给了他的药，但这药给错了，最后导致 Fanny Crosby 双目失明。
She married a blind musician, and they had one child who died as an infant.
那 Fanny Crosby 的话呢，他也和一位盲人的音乐家结婚，那他们有一个小孩，在婴儿的时候就去世了。
She lived until she was 95 years old, and she wrote over 8,000 hymns.
Fanny Crosby 一直活到95岁，她这一生当中写了8000多首圣经的赞美诗歌。
What is amazing is that her hymns are characterized by joy and praise.
那她的圣经的诗歌当中的话呢，都是显明了这种喜乐和赞美神的声音。
When she was in her 50s, her friend, Mrs. Knapp, composed a tune and brought it to her.
那在 Fanny Crosby 50多岁的时候，她有一个朋友，也是一个音乐家的话呢，有一个音调然后呢就把这个音调曲调拿过来给 Fanny Crosby。
Fanny said, "Play it for me," and Mrs. Knapp played it for her.
所以的话呢，这个 Fanny 说，哎，你把它弹出来给我听吧。所以这个 Mrs. Knapp 就把这个曲调弹出来给 Fanny 听。
And Mrs. Knapp asked, "So, What do you think? What does it say?
Mrs. Knapp 就问这个 Fanny, 哎，你怎么想这个曲调呢？
She turned and saw Fanny kneeling, and she played it again for 3 times.
那她一转身的话，这个 Mrs. Knapp 一转身，看到这个 Fanny 的话呢，跪倒在那边在祷告。所以的话呢， Mrs. Knapp 又再继续弹她这个曲调，弹了3遍。
And Fanny responded, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine."
Fanny 的话的回应就是。祝福是有确据的，耶稣基督是我的。
Shortly after, she handed to Mrs. Knapp the complete lyrics of this beloved hymn.
然后的话，之后的话呢，很短一段时间 ，Fanny Crosby 就将这个啊，祝福是有确据的，耶稣基督是我的这样的歌词交给了 Mrs. Knapp.
She said, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine!" Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
有福的确据，耶稣使我，我今得先尝主荣耀喜乐，为神的后嗣救赎工程，由圣灵重生，宝血洗净。
In one of her last hymns, she wrote.One of the most beautiful words to me.
Fanny Crosby 最后一个，差不多是最后一个圣经的赞美诗歌，是很让我感动的。
She says, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall sing. But oh, the joy when I awake within the palace of the King, and I shall see Him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace." A minister once told her that it was too bad that God did not give her the gift of sight.
有一次有一个牧师说，哎呀，太可惜了，神没有赐予你双啊有明亮的双眼，看得见事物。
Her response was this: If I had been given a choice at birth, I would still choose to be blind.
她对这样的回应是这样子的：如果我有这个选择。我宁愿在生的时候就是双目失聪的，不能看见的。
For when I get to heaven, the first face I see will be the face of the one who died for me.
那么将来有一天，当我到天堂的时候，我能看见，我第一眼看见的就是那一位为了我而死的人的面。
See, brothers and sisters, only a living hope can give us joy in suffering.
弟兄姐妹们，只有这活泼的永生的盼望，可以让我们在苦难当中得到来自神的喜乐。
Let's immerse ourselves in that living hope.
让我们沉浸在这种鲜活的永生的盼望当中。
Let that living hope soak up our every desire, fill our every hunger, and still our hearts.
让这活泼的永生的盼望来填满我们所有的饥饿，给我们以内心的平安。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起祷告。
Oh, how we praise you, God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们赞美你，我们的主，我们的神，耶稣基督。
How we praise you, our Father in heaven.
我们向你。赞美我们天上的父。
You know our weaknesses, that's why you've given us a living hope that never perish, spoil or fade.
神啊，你知道我们的弱点，所以你才给我们这活泼的永生的盼望，这盼望不会消残，不会毁灭。
You know what we need to rejoice in the midst of suffering.
您知道在我们应该怎样做才会在这痛苦当中有来自属神的喜乐
And we thank you this morning for that precious and precious promise
在这主日的清晨，我们谢谢您给我们这美好的、宝贵的应许。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠爱我主耶稣基督得胜的名而求 ，Amen。